Stevening, Silly.
The sound of a shot as a ball is fired towards a keeper at practice on a Wednesday night. This is a newly laid pitch at Beaconside that Stafford Hockey Club uses. But this spot where I'm stood now has been sold or will be sold to a Chinese investor, identity at the moment unknown. And also with that, the future of the club unknown.
David Power, I'm chairman of the hockey section of Stafford Cricket and Hockey Club.
Stood outside the clubhouse on a, I think it's fair to say, crisp February evening, isn't it? We can still see the grass, these green, because we stood right at the edge of one of your cricket pitches. Because people in Stafford might know that you're alongside Riverway. And then in front of us, I can just about make out in the darkness the white glow of two other rugby posts.
The only reason those rugby posts are there is because in 2004 they were kicked off the ground behind us and had nowhere else to play. So we stepped in and offered them a home. Rather frustratingly, that is now being used as the reason why we can't have a hockey pitch on that very location.
Shall we step inside into the warm and you can tell me why it's so important for the club to have an artificial pitch? I'll keep my voice down because there's some people at the bar enjoying a drink. You've got your kind of cricket and hockey shirt memorabilia pinned up on the walls, photos of teams, signatures of people who may well be famous players. This club has got, is it 150 years history?
The club's been going for over 150 years now.
So at the moment you don't have a pitch here for the hockey side of affairs. The hockey team have to play at Beaconside, which is to be sold to a Chinese investor.
Which effectively gives us this season and the following season, and then there is no pitch in Stafford.
You put in an application well over a year ago now for a pitch, didn't you? But it's been rejected by the Borough Council.
We eventually received refusal of that planning the same week that they announced Beaconside was closing, just to rub salt into the wounds. So it's a bit of a sad situation, really, when you've got six men's teams, five ladies' teams, an awful lot of junior players. With no pitch, it simply can't happen.
Now, Sport England would say the reason they've suggested that the Borough Council don't do it, the reason they've rejected it, is because they're trying to protect green playing fields for sports like rugby and football. Is there perhaps a feeling of it's putting one sport against each other, maybe?
Yes, we certainly feel that way. I mean, especially with football, when they've got permission for a 3G AstroTurf pitch literally 15 yards away from where our pitch would be.
Because you border onto Stafford Town, don't you?
Yes. Not that we don't want them to have a pitch. At the end of the day, they love their sport just as much as we love ours, and we want them to play it. You know, we don't want the rugby club to go out of existence. There is a solution on this site to fit everybody.
Are you going to appeal now?
Well, this is what we'll be deciding tonight, what the way forward is.
Well, I can hear behind us there's voices of people gathering ready for your AGM this evening. I'll probably leave you to talk business.